Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Even today, lead ads are totally underused, in my opinion, from Facebook advertiser. And this is a big green light from my point of view, because whenever there is something that is pretty new and that is not used a lot, it means that Facebook has a lot of inventory. You don't have a lot of competition. And if you jump right in, you can get a huge opportunity at very cheap prices.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what is up? Rick Mulready here, and welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. This is episode number 96, and we're going to be shifting gears a little bit here today. After our last three episode mini series, where we covered local businesses and how local businesses can use Facebook ads to grow their business. Now, today, we're going to be talking about a topic that we've not yet covered yet really in depth here on the show. I mean, it's come up in Q&A episodes, and we've chatted a little bit about it, but we've not covered it in depth yet on the podcast. So that's why I'm really excited to talk about Facebook lead ads today. And joining me to share his knowledge and experience about lead ads is Massimo Ceruzzi, who is the founder of and CEO of Ad Espresso, which is a Facebook ads management tool. I know some of you out there have heard or maybe even tested out Ad Espresso. Maybe some of you have not yet. But over $2 million has been spent on Facebook lead ads through Ad Espresso. And that's why I asked Massimo to come on today to share with you some best practices, what he sees working and what's not working with lead ads. Now, we also get into the most important element of successful lead ads, the sweet spot number of questions in a lead ad that sets you up for the lowest cost per lead, where lead ads should fit into your sales funnel, mobile versus desktop placements, which one performs better when it comes to using lead ads, how lead ads compare to website conversion campaigns where you're sending people to a landing page so that they can opt in versus having them opt in into a lead ad. And we also geek out about what Massimo is most excited about when it comes to Facebook ads right now and a whole lot more. Now, I should say some of you guys may not even know what a Facebook lead ad is yet. And I'll put a screenshot example for you in the show notes page. But essentially, a lead ad is where somebody can opt into something. They can give you their information right within the ad unit right on Facebook. And it pre-populates depending on what you're asking, what kind of information that you're asking for from the Facebook user. It will pre-populate that information in the Facebook ad unit right there, within the lead ad unit. And so if there's any information that you're asking that maybe it's not pre-populating, of course, then that person has to fill it out. But it's sort of Facebook is looking to keep as much traffic on Facebook And so it is sort of an immersive experience right within the ad unit. And I have not been a huge fan of lead ads for a little while. I'm quickly warming up to them, as you're going to hear during the interview here today. But, you know, they've been out a little while now. They were a little bit clunky at first, but, you know, for the right type of campaign, they can be very effective. And we're going to get into what that means here with Massimo today. Now, to accompany today's episode, we've put together a PDF download for you that is a Facebook lead ads checklist. All the essential things that you need to know in order to create effective lead ads. So if you'd like to download that checklist, go to the show notes page for today's episode, which is over at rickmulready.com/96. rickmulready.com/96. All right, let's go hang out with Massimo. Massimo, welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. How's it going?
Great. Hi, Rick. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. Super happy to have you here because we're going to be chatting about something we actually haven't covered here in the podcast before. We've kind of touched on it, but we've not devoted a full episode to it, and that is Facebook lead ads. And I know your company, Ad Espresso, has a lot of lead ads run through Ad Espresso. So why don't we start there? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what Ad Espresso is.
Sure. So I'm the CEO of Ad Espresso. We are basically a Facebook ads manager on steroids. We help small, medium businesses split test everything about their ads and getting meaningful statistics. So not 5,000 rows of numbers, which you cannot understand,
sure,
but very simple and actionable tips on how you can improve your campaigns. And then on top of that, we have all those advanced options, you know, automatic post-promotion, rule-based optimization, but that's probably too boring to go too much in depth. But let's just say that we see a lot of Facebook advertising campaigns running every month. Mm-hmm. And it's always fun to analyze all those data and try to get meaningful content and information to help advertisers.
Cool. Well, that's what I want to kind of dive in today here with you as far as what you see specifically from lead ads. Now, lead ads have been out a little while now. When they first came out, you know, it was a pretty clunky experience where you actually had to go in, all the leads stayed in Facebook and you had to go in there and manually export them and then into your email CRM. And now it's better because there are tools and third party platforms out there that connect with Facebook and we'll do all that automatically for you. I kind of want to start there because honestly, that sort of clunkiness, if you will, was one reason why I stayed away from them. And you know, like I mentioned, there's a lot more opportunity there now. What have you seen as far as like the evolution with lead ads over the past year or so?
So I totally agree with you. And even today, lead ads are totally underused, in my opinion, from Facebook advertiser. Mm-hmm. And this is a big green light from my point of view, because whenever there is something that is pretty new and that is not used a lot, it means that Facebook has a lot of inventory. You don't have a lot of competition. And if you jump right in, you can get a huge opportunity at very cheap prices. Mm-hmm. But I totally agree with you on the clunkiness of lead ads at the beginning. Of course, Facebook usually don't want to get messed up with thousands of providers with doing all those integrations. So they just waited for third parties to integrate.
Yeah.
But that was the number one cause of failure in lead ads that I saw across all the advertisers. What people will do is launch a lead ad campaign, gather 1,000, 2,000 emails, and then let them just sit there for months. They had the CSV full of potential right. customers that maybe were ready to buy, and they did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, then terrible experience.
Yeah, and then after 3 months, they import everything in Mailchimp and they just shoot 3,000 emails. Right. Hey, it's Massimo. Remember me from 3 months ago when you clicked an ad? Right. Here's my product, buy it. And usually, I mean, I did it once and we got like 7 times higher unsubscriber rate.
Yeah, than yeah, like I bet. Spam. So with the evolution of it now and with the, you know, all the third party platforms out there that are working now, what do you see is working now with lead ads? Because I think you'd mentioned before we started recording here that over $2 million has been spent through you guys on lead ads specifically. So what are some things that you're seeing there that's really working? And maybe actually talk about too what's not working when it comes to lead ads.
Sure thing. So one thing that I was really surprised about lead ads is that usually when we launch a new product, when Facebook releases a new ad unit, the more advanced users, the geeks, the marketing experts are the first to jump on them. Mm-hmm. While with lead ads, I was really surprised on how many small, medium businesses, local service provider jumped on board. Because we always think about lead ads as a way to gather emails. But the truth is that lead ads are just great also to gather phone numbers. And I saw a lot of service businesses, like even plastic surgeon, that just did lead ads with no expertise, and they started gathering phone number and they will follow up immediately. So I think one of the most important element of the success of a lead ad is what you're offering. If you're just, hey, give me your email,
Sure. Users
are like, yeah, sure, why not? I'm not receiving enough email. You have to offer them something valuable. And I see huge successes with people offering like free consultation over the phone. Hey, are you considering plastic surgery? We will call you within 10 minutes and give you a free consultation. Are you looking for a house, for insurance? A lot of things that are offline, and they work amazingly well. The other big trend, the other macro trend that I see, and this is something that not a lot of users are doing yet, is that the sweet spot for lead ads, in my opinion, is warm audiences. Mm-hmm. I see too many people targeting cold audiences. I guess everyone hearing the podcast is pretty familiar with the concept of building a funnel, of first engaging with your users before asking them. Not a lot of users are doing that for lead ads, but the results are amazing. With Adespresso, we managed to get leads for less than 50 cents. And I have here some very interesting numbers. They are nowhere, so this is a prime to share. So I've made an analysis on those $2 million that we have managed so far, and I've extracted the average cost per lead and conversion rate of campaigns targeting warm audiences and cold audiences. And the difference is huge. So if you create a campaign targeting custom audiences, so someone that already had some kind of relationship with you, mm-hmm. on average, the conversion rate is 38%, and the cost per lead is $1.43. We are talking US only here. Mm-hmm. If we go on cold audiences, so people that never heard of you, the conversion rate drops from 38% to 23%.
Okay.
So that's a huge difference, and the cost per lead actually doubles. It goes up to $2.8 per lead.
Hmm.
And this is a big average, but I've seen even bigger differences. So on my campaigns, I go from 50 cents to $4 on a lead between warm and cold audiences.
All right. Is this across the board that you've kind of seen this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when we're talking about warm audiences and warm traffic, if you will, a lot of times we will group our email list into that. How are you using lead ads, or would you suggest using lead ads for people who are already on our email list? And I know that, you know, from a conversions perspective, if we're doing like a webinar, for example, we would definitely do that. We would definitely include them in that in custom targeting for that. But what about when it comes to lead ads? What have you seen there?
So that's a mixed bag. Overall, usually when I advertise, I tend to advertise to a website custom audience. So I use lead ads with people who visited our blog, and I always exclude custom audience, including everyone who already downloaded our ebook or where we know the email. One interesting thing that you could do, by including people for which you already have email, is doing a sequence profiling. So maybe you can start with a very simple lead ad. Hey, I just want your email and name, and I'm going to give you a very short checklist, for example, PDF checklist as a lead magnet. And then you could do a follow-up lead ad. So after they already agreed to give you the email and name, mm-hmm. you could do a lead ad asking for more information. So you could use them as a way for profiling better the user. So, okay, I have 100,000 emails. I don't want to hold all of them because the sweet spot for our customer is people spending more than $1K per month. Mm-hmm. So I could offer them something different, create a new lead ad, and add another question where I ask them, hey, how much you are spending? But otherwise, I think the only goal to engage more with lead ads, with people that, that you already have the email, is either to getting more information or for retention. So at Espresso, we do Facebook ads management. Maybe I think that if I provide an ebook which is valuable to our existing customer, I won't get new business, but it will help me retain and elevate existing customers.
Gotcha. Offer additional value through that.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Are there any businesses that you think that should definitely be testing out lead ads? Or, and on the flip side of that, are there businesses that you think should, you know, the lead ads quite aren't right for?
So there are two things that I see here. I won't get as specific as kind of businesses, but I will give you a couple of considerations that we see very often. The first one is that when you do a lead ad, all the fields are pre-filled with Facebook information. This means that if you are after corporate email, the business email of a user, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I don't log in Facebook with my adespresso.com email. Most of us use our personal email.
Sure.
I'm not sure if that's a good or a bad thing, because maybe you can get more attention if you manage to reach the user on their personal email, not the full of spam one that they use for work. But that's something that you should consider. You are not going to get business email. The other thing that I notice is that since lead ads are not used that much right now, a lot of users are not used to it and they get confused from them. So especially at the beginning of a lifetime of lead ad, what I noticed was that if I was targeting marketers, people like us, the conversion rate was just great because they knew that was a lead ad. They knew what was going on.
Right.
They had no privacy concern. While if you were targeting totally consumer audiences with no expertise, I'm not sure because I was not there looking at them, but I guess they were a bit freaked out by this pop-up that opened with name, email, etc. And the conversion rate on non-technical audiences was much lower.
Okay. So is there a certain type of lead ad that you think is getting the most traction?
Good question. So the one that for sure is not get any traction is newsletter. Guys, please don't create lead ads. Hey, would you like to join our newsletter? Because no one wakes up in the morning thinking, oh, I'm receiving too few emails in my inbox. Right. I definitely want to join another newsletter. So it's fine to also subscribe them to the newsletter, but the live or die of a lead ad is always the lead magnet, what you are offering. So getting your mind of your customers and providing them something that is valuable.
Okay.
And this is another big error, because I see a lot of customers that think, I want their damn email and I'm going just to create a horrible, crappy PDF, but the title is great, so I'm going to get the email. This is about building trust with your potential customers.
Sure.
It doesn't matter if you get their email, if they are going to think, look at this guy, he spent 5 hours drafting a great title, but then the content is not valuable.
Right, yeah. It's not a very good indication of who you are as a business and what and the type of content that you create.
Yeah, and the other another kind of lead ads, which is a bit more troublesome from my point of view, is if you have a pretty complex offer. So if you're asking a lot of sensible data, for example, let's say that for some reason you want the address of a user, you want their phone number, you want to know their income or things like that, that always become a bit creepy. So if I send traffic to my normal web landing page, I can address that issue of trust because I can insert social proof. I could say, hey, this is the best ebook you will ever get. I could insert a quote from Rick saying that Adespresso is a great company, for example.
Sure.
I have lots of way to address trust issues or explaining the complexity of a product. While on the lead ads, you don't have that much space. You have a context card at the beginning, you have the text of the ad, But the conversion rate drops off a lot if you are asking too many information, and it would require a bit of social proof first.
What about for a webinar, like registering for a webinar? That's something that I've been thinking a lot about, because I feel like it would be easy, just like you're talking about, you know, to sign up for a lead magnet, to register for a webinar. But I also want to make sure that they're automatically registered in my webinar system as well. Have you seen anything with webinar registration?
Yeah, there are people doing advertising for webinar. That's something I want to try as well, but I've not tried it yet. But I think it will work amazingly well. Also, there are a lot of external tools that already manage synchronization, both with GoToWebinar and Webinar Jam, which are usually the two most used platform. So technically that's possible, and I think it's going to work great. The most important thing, in my opinion, whatever is the lead magnet, is that you follow up immediately, and you need a tool for that. So whenever I sign up, it's a webinar, okay, within 5 minutes I should receive an email explaining me, hey, that was a lead ad. You have just subscribed to our webinar. The webinar is blah, blah, blah. Explaining them something, setting expectation. So you want to subscribe them to your newsletter, that's fine, but just tell them upfront in the first email. You can expect to receive one email every couple of weeks, and don't worry, you can unsubscribe at any time. That's the most critical part. Otherwise, you will have a huge, useless list of people.
Are there any third-party tools that you that you guys are seeing are working maybe better than others as far as syncing up with you know, as a Facebook partner, so that that can happen, so that your email does go quickly into your email system, and you get the opportunity to follow up with them pretty quickly?
Sure. So I'm biased because AdExpresso also manage the synchronization part.
I actually didn't know that. Okay, cool.
And we do that every 5 minutes, and we support like 10 integration right now. The biggest one, GetResponse, ActiveCampaigns, HubSpot, Infusionsoft, MailChimp, and someone else that I'm forgetting about. But there are a bunch of very good tools out there. So one I tried and it works pretty well is Connect Leads. Another one is DriftRock and Lead Bridges. Okay. So I've not tested them extensively, but they're all good company, Lead Bridges, and DriftRock is probably a Facebook marketing partner like us. Lead Bridges is not, but they have a relationship with Facebook. Just be careful, guys, because there's a lot of affiliate marketers building this product in like 2 days and trying to sell it, and always think about it. Always try to understand if the company is reliable, because you are giving them access to your Facebook advertising and to your CRM. They could download all your emails if they wanted to. Try to go with reliable partner, because the worst case scenario is that it doesn't update that frequently, or that's totally fine. But the worst case is that maybe they get hacked. Maybe it's not their fault. They don't do it on purpose, but someone hack their system and download all the emails. So just be a bit careful.
Okay, that's a great piece of advice there. One kind of couple more questions here for you. As far as comparing the results from your lead ads, you're talking about cold and warm traffic and the results that you're seeing, and as far as what's running through the platform right now, what about how the results compared to when people are sending to a landing page, you know, and their objective is website conversion, so they want to get that lead on, whether it's on their site or a landing page? Are you seeing, or do you guys have enough data at this point to see what's working better than the other?
This is always a bit tricky for us, because we have hundreds of millions overall in the database, and you know, we know that but the user is targeting a conversion pixel, but we don't know what's on the other side, if it's a landing page selling a $500 course, or if it's a free book. But I have analyzed a bunch, manually analyzed, so don't think it's not based on 2 million, it's just personal observation. On desktop placement, I think that if you have a very good landing page, there is still an edge using a landing page rather than lead ads. And that's totally fine, because actually Facebook was like, yeah, we have and let's enable on desktop at some point. But if you remember when they launched, lead ads were meant for mobile only. Facebook released lead ads because they wanted people to convert on mobile. Where there are two problems. One, that your website is low and it's a bad user experience. I click on the ad and I wait 10 seconds on my mobile to get the home page, the landing page.
Right.
Two, that maybe your landing page is horrible and is not optimized for mobile. Three, that when I'm on the go on public transportation, I'm unlikely to fill in 10 fields with of your form. So on mobile, lead ads always beat, but by a good margin, a traditional landing page. On desktop, if you are doing a very good job, a traditional landing page could perform better. But then, of course, in this, you should also take in account that for creating a good landing page, you probably need to pay Unbounce or Lead Pages or whatever you are using. You need a copywriter. You need a designer. So the time that you are saving with lead ads may be worth the, I don't know, 5% conversion rate worth. But really depends on you.
What am I not asking? What are you seeing in the data there? Because I know that you guys have a ton of data there. What am I missing here? What's something that maybe is jumping out at you that is pretty surprising?
So it's not pretty surprising, but I have another nice number to share with you. And it's the relationship between conversion rate and the number of questions that you ask during the inside the form.
Yeah.
Because in the form, you can ask from zero, from one to whatever you want. And like you would expect, the more question you ask, the lower the conversion rate. Of course, this is related also to the perceived value of your lead magnet. If you are asking, subscribe to my newsletter, probably they won't fill in more than the email. If you are giving 100-page ebook, probably they are willing to share more. But overall, the average cost per lead of a lead ad with just one question is around $1. The average cost, if you have seven questions in your form, is $23.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, and the conversion rate goes from 40. I'm checking the graph and I cannot read exactly the number, but it goes from 41% to 10.3%.
With the more questions that you have.
Yeah, from 1 to 7, the difference is 41 and 10.
Gotcha. Now, when you say one question, you mean like, what's your email address? Enter your email address.
Yeah. Right.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you guys have any data yet? And maybe you don't, because it's a brand new feature. And I personally just got this about a week and a half or so ago. But the whole engagement retargeting option, that we can now build these retargeting audiences based on the engagement that people are taking with our lead ads, you know, whether they actually complete the form, for example. Do you guys have any data there yet?
Not yet. We don't have a lot of users using that, but I think it's totally smart. I mean, for video, when they released it for video, so re-engaging people that watched a specific percentage of the video, that was amazing and it worked so well because you can show the video and then another ad selling the product.
Sure.
I think with lead ads is the same. It's useful even just for exclusion. If you can do a custom audience with everyone who filled in the form, and you can even just use it to exclude all those people from your next campaign, like we were saying before.
Sure.
Or you can get all the people that opened the form but didn't convert and try with a standard landing page when they are on desktop. So I expect to see a very good use of this feature. And another very interesting feature that I know Facebook is working, I hope it's not under NDA, but that they are going to release pretty soon. They are going to improve the reporting and they are going to give you a more detailed information on the drop-off rate on each step of the funnel for lead ads.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yeah. That's great. Well, kind of let's make this my last question here for you, Massimo, because it's along those lines. And so it doesn't have to be lead ads, but you see a lot with Facebook ads, and I know that you're very tuned in with them. What's the most exciting thing for you about Facebook ads right now? I mean, I know I have my own personal thing, but I'd love to hear from you what the most exciting thing is for you.
So I'm going to say something. This is really for me, because it's too geeky.
Okay.
I'm really excited about product ads. I think that dynamic product ads right now are underutilized like lead ads, and I see a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. Facebook even renamed them because they were dynamic product ads, and they renamed in dynamic ads because they had this original exception of something that is just for e-commerce. But I think that you can build amazing things for everything. One experiment that I was doing, I flagged every blog post in our blog mm-hmm. as a product. And I assign additional values like the experience level of a reader. This is something for a beginner, or this is something for advanced user. I flag in the DPA, in the product catalog, an article based on the platform. And then I created a product catalog with our ebooks. And I used dynamic product ads for retargeting. I could do campaigns that are always live and tell Facebook, hey, whenever someone sees a blog post that is talking about Instagram, mm-hmm. but they are not customers yet, or they are not lead yet, then show them a product, which is an ebook specifically about Instagram.
What kind of code are you using for that? Because I've not used product ads before. I've heard a lot about them, and it's kind of, for me, it's been one of those things I'd like to wait and see a little bit with, you know, for a little bit more information and a little bit more experience with it, as more experience just in general that goes along with that particular ad type. What goes into setting something like that up?
It's a bit tricky as of now, but I'm pretty sure in a couple of months there will be a solution. You basically need to do two things. I did it with WordPress. The first one is pretty simple. Like, you have a sitemap.xml for Google. You create a product catalog.xml where you just dump inside an XML category, title, link, pictures, etc. And you create one file with all your posts and you send it to Facebook. You can give them the URL. So every day they refresh the content with a new post.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then you have to do some slight changes to the pixel in your website. So that when someone visits the blog post, the pixel fires like it does now for website custom audience, mm-hmm. but it also tells Facebook this is a view content event and they viewed the post number 23. So that Facebook can do all the matching.
Okay.
And that's more or less it. It's something that with a developer you can implement in a couple of days.
Okay. Okay. A little bit technical, but for those people who are looking to do that sort of thing, I mean, this is really where everything's going, right? I mean, having as personalized an experience as you possibly can, just like you just mentioned, if somebody's reading about, you know, whatever, Instagram ads on your site, and you realize that they're not a customer, serving them a relevant ad that gets them into your world, if you will, and starts leading them down a sales funnel, that all started with that, knowing that they were on that Instagram article. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. And with DPA, it's always on. You don't have to create new campaigns. You just have to add, hey, in the XML, hey, we have this new ebook. And automatically everything gets updated. It's amazing. It's just too complex right now. We are thinking how we can make it simpler. I think in Q4 we will release a WordPress plugin to make this much easier.
That's smart. Well, I'm really interested to see what happens with that, because I agree with you in that I think that's a great opportunity for a lot of businesses, not just e-commerce businesses, but since this is where it's going, I'm really excited about it.
And by the way, guys, if you want, you can do this already. It just takes a bit more work, but with your lead ads, if you have two ebooks, you can create different website custom audiences based on the browsing patterns on your website. The more you can segment, as long as you have enough traffic, the better it is.
Yeah.
If someone visited a free blog post about Twitter advertising on our blog, it will just be stupid for me to show them an ebook about Instagram advertising. They clearly want Twitter. So it takes a bit more work, but if you play with website custom audiences, you can already do great things with lead ads and WCA.
I love it. Well, I lied. My last question for you is, I got to know who designs your ad images. Because you guys have some great ad images, and I've seen the comments on your ads before, and people are always commenting about your images and how great they are. Who does them?
Jesus. It's actually true. It's called Jesus Maria Perez de Rey. He is our art director. He is also the guy who takes care of all the user experience.
Oh, okay. And,
He's Spanish and he's the guy in the company who has worked with me for the longest time. We have been working together for 12 years.
Oh, wow.
But now that we have a larger team, it's sort of every blog post is a fight because everyone wants to design the nice illustration. We also have Giancarlo and Chiara who are working on the illustration.
But, nice. Well, you got a good team there. You got a good team there.
Yeah, they're very good. And the nice thing is that, like, you know, we have our waiter with the mustaches. It's great for branding because it really is great content. And whenever someone see our mascot in the ad, they immediately recognize that that's from a Despresso, even without any logo, etc. So it has a lot of benefits.
Yeah, you guys put out some great content. So where can people connect with you? I think this is really great for people who are not familiar with that Espresso, you know, and this is their first exposure to not only that, but to you as well. Where can people learn more about you and the company?
Sure. So about me, you can follow me on Twitter, Massimo CW. Which is great learning for everyone. Never use your company name in your Twitter handle because you are going to change company at some
smart,
point.
Smart.
And of course, on adespresso.com, we have a huge amount of content available for free. I no longer have as much time as I would like to write, but I always oversee all the educational content.
Cool. I'll be sure to link everything up in the show notes for today's episode. Massimo, thank you so much for coming on here and chatting through lead ads. This has been really great. And I'm getting all excited here as we're chatting here because I geek out about this stuff. So thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Rick. Ciao, ciao, everyone.
All right, there you have it. After seeing $2 million spent on lead ads, that is what's working and what's not working right now with Facebook's lead ads. Now, before we go, two things for you. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we've put together a PDF download for you that is a Facebook lead ads checklist, all the essential things that you need to know in order to create effective lead ads. So to download your checklist, go to the show notes page for today's episode over at rickmulready.com/96. Also, I know we talked about a lot of different companies today, like third-party tools that will help you with your lead ads, lead pages and some other platforms and tools. I'll be sure to link all those up over on that show notes page for you as well. Again, rickmulready.com/96. Also, I want to let you know I'm on Snapchat now. At the time of this recording, I've been on it now for about a couple of weeks and it's a lot of fun. It's actually really addicting. I've been having a really good time with it and getting great response from it. People have been telling me for a while now, they want to see more behind the scenes of me, quote unquote. And I think Snapchat's a great way to deliver that. So I'm giving tips, strategies, my thoughts on what I'm seeing and what's working and not working with Facebook advertising, paid traffic, automating and growing your business, behind the scenes of my launches, etc. A ton of value for you. And of course, I'm giving you behind the scenes of Rick Mulready Incorporated. So I'd love for you to come over and follow me on Snapchat. My username on Snapchat there is Rick Mulready. Just my name, Rick Mulready, one word. And I'd love to hang out with you over on Snapchat as well. All right, that's all for today's episode, my friends. Coming up in the next episode, we are going to geek out about Google Tag Manager with Deacon Bradley from funnelowl.com. We're going to talk about what Google Tag Manager is, why it's helpful, and who should probably be using it in their business if they're running paid traffic. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.